not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Why are you pointing at me?
That's me telling you to start the podcast.
Oh, hey!
No surprise intro this time.
I was pretty surprised.
Were you? You were texting or doing something.
It's true.
Texting your lady friend?
I was not.
So you're not talking to Brandon?
I wasn't doing that either.
Oh, okay. I was implying that Brandon was your lady friend.
That's not true.
And you all have a homosexual relationship?
That is not true.
With each other.
It's also not true.
That no one knows about.
That is also not true.
Do you think, like, you know about it, but Brandon doesn't know about it? Like, you sneak in his room at night? I want to imagine sneaky hoss. No, black t-shirts everywhere.
That's really weird.
Yes. But here we are. The Video Destruct podcast. The long-awaited return?
What's the date?
Today is the...
July 1st.
July 1st.
It's Tuesday.
Yes.
Eric.
Yes.
It's Tuesday.
Yes. What does that mean? For us
it's
as
the
a...
day we record
as
the podcast.
As a society, what does Tuesday represent?
It's, well, for me...
Yeah?
Tomorrow's my Friday.
Tomorrow's your Friday?
Yeah.
Don't you work Monday through Friday?
Well, I get... Friday off for the 4th.
Okay.
And I used a vacation day for Thursday.
So, tomorrow's your Friday.
Yes.
So you have a big long weekend. What do you have planned? The world wants to
know. I'm working like 22 hours at GameStop.
Okay. And?
That's about it.
Oh. We're having a barbecue at my house on Saturday, maybe, if you want to come.
I work like noon to 9:30.
That's a lot of
hours.
So
that's probably not going to work for me.
That's a lot of hours selling games.
Yeah.
It's a good answer.
I don't really have much else to say.
It's a good, very descriptive answer. So what are we doing today? Besides watching Star Trek on TV.
Yeah, we're watching The Next Generation on TV. Kind of thought that would be a good idea. It's really early. I'd say this is probably first or second season.
Yeah. Look how young Jean-Luc Picard looks.
He never looked young.
Youngish.
He never looked young.
Youngish.
He came out of the uterus... Exactly like that. Just shorter.
Yes, just the same face. Always. Came out bald, never grew hair.
Just always looks super disappointed in whatever you're doing.
Yeah. I imagine if Patrick Stewart was watching us make this podcast right now.
He'd be pretty disappointed.
We'd be real self-conscious. Like, the whole time, be like, Patrick Stewart, why don't you say something? And he would just look at us, like, real unsupportive-like.
I would love for him to look at me and say, make it so, number one. I'd be like, oh, that was awesome!
All right, so talk video games.
All right, I have things to talk about.
Yes.
Don't
hurt yourself.
I mean, like, a lot of the stuff I wanted to talk about was wrestling related, but apparently we're not doing one of those this week.
We can discuss wrestling stuff.
I don't really think we should do that on this show.
Why? Wrestling, you see? It's not that hard.
Almost everybody that listens to this show is not someone who listens to the other shows, so...
You sure?
If we wanted to talk about wrestling, we should probably do it on the other show.
But John Cena was on the new cover of the WWE 2K15 video game, which is a tie-in.
Should have went with that Paul Heyman cover that I posted.
That would have been a good cover.
That's fucking good. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. Was it on Facebook?
Yes.
Everybody stop what you're doing and go look at Bahasa's...
Yeah,
Facebook, Paul Heyman.
Oh, there it is.
Cover.
Yeah. This plays really well on the podcast, but look at that.
That looks real good.
That looks real good.
That's going to be the cover of the podcast. Brandon, make it so.
Number one.
So you can see what the Paul Heyman WWE 2K15 cover should have been.
And man, what about that fucking sick superplex that was just like the one from Best in the World that Rollins and Ambrose did.
That's what I was saying. Sunday. That's what we're saying. We're watching pay-per-view and we're like, hey, they watch the best in the world. Then yeah, they stole.
But it was better at best in the world because they did it through a table.
Through a fucking table. Yeah.
Now, if they would have done it onto a ladder, that would have been pretty.
Oh. That bump Seth Rollins took, that ladder that bounced and then hit again, and then he rolled off and hit his head.
Nailed him in the face. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, God.
All right, let's stop talking about wrestling. Raw was pretty good, though.
Raw was real good. That return of Jericho?
Yeah.
What?
That return of The Miz, I was like, yeah, all right, I'm kind of excited about this. The Miz. And then Jericho came out, and I was like, ah!
The Miz was immediately buried.
And then,
again.
I mean, Jericho wasn't in the building 90 seconds, and he was already putting over the Wyatts.
Yes. Do you think that was a one-shot?
No. He'll be fighting him at SummerSlam.
Okay. I don't know if Jericho was just like, hey, I'm bored. I'm going to be in town. Anybody you want me to put over?
I bet he's here for 3-4 months.
Okay.
Because his new album just came out, but I don't think their tour is until, like, November.
You should research that. What are you looking at?
Your head's really bald.
That's because I shaved my head.
Well, and you're also bald.
That's true. Genetics is a bitch.
All right. I have things to talk about. All right.
You don't. You keep looking at your phone. Probably staring
at the all my fucking notes are.
Probably staring at the Paul Heyman cover.
Getting all worked up over it.
By notes, you mean the tweet / Facebook status you sent out of all the things you were going to talk about, but usually forget?
Yeah, and if I don't write these fucking things down, I never remember them.
That's true. You do forget a lot of shit.
Well, it's just like, all right.
You don't send it immediately. The text messages that we get from Haas are some of the weirdest, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, and he's like, I gotta put it somewhere or I'll forget.
Yeah, I got a lot of things going on, man. I work like 80 hours a week. If I don't put my thoughts down somewhere, they're gone.
For your birthday, I'm gonna get you like a pen and a piece of paper.
I don't like that.
Like a little notepad?
No.
Like a tiny one that fits in your shirt pocket?
No.
Then I'll get you a black shirt with a pocket.
Am I fucking McFly? Like,
yes.
No.
Like a detective.
No.
Like every time you have a thought, you just whip it open and flip it over like Inspector Gadget.
Every time I do have a thought, I whip it out.
Whip it good.
All right.
So I've been playing some games.
No, I have a whole list of notes.
You're
fuck
not
you.
Talking right now.
All right, I want to talk about, first, I have new internet and television.
You do have new internet
television. I got Uverse.
Uverse?
Yeah.
I think it's Uverse.
It's Etite.
From Etite.
Uverse.
Etite Uverse. The fastest internet you could possibly get.
Yeah, it's something outrageous. So here's the story. I kind of chronicled this on Facebook, but I think a lot of you guys may enjoy the animated version of what happens. So I have to work 2:00 at GameStop. I worked there 2 to 5, and then I was going to the NASCAR race on Saturday night.
Because cars.
Fuck yeah, dude. NASCAR is awesome. Fuck you. Okay. So I wake up in the morning. Guy calls me. It's like, he was supposed to show up at 9. Calls me at like 8:30. He's like, dude, I'm already here. I was like, fuck yeah.
Woo.
Let's do this. So he's like, all right, I'm climbing the pole right now.
Because you were asleep.
He was in the bed already.
Yeah.
He was like, I broke into your house and I'm climbing the pole.
You had a tent pole from sleeping.
It's true.
Dreaming of...
I was like, man, this is what Brandon feels like. the guy calls me and says, dude, I'm climbing the pole right now. You're going to need a second Cat 6 line run to your house. I was like... okay, and he explained it later. Apparently, when you go above like 30 megabit or something, they have to run 2 Cat 6s.
Yeah.
To your house.
So, okay.
So he's out there, and I wake up. So naturally, what do? I get a quick shower in, take the dog for a walk, sit down, start watching the Wrestling Road Diaries 2.
Of course.
That's what you do.
Because Brandon's been wanting to see that forever.
I mean, I'll watch it. If he was here today, I would fucking watch it.
Every time we make plans to watch it, you bail.
Well, fuck him. Right? I'm here today, right?
Yeah, where's he at?
Yeah.
The quitter?
Yeah. Piece of trash.
I'm the only constant in this universe.
That's because you have nothing better to do.
I totally have better things to do. I have a wife.
Uh-huh.
And a child.
Uh-huh.
And a job.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You got nothing else going on for you right now.
Shit.
So, all right. So, the dude's out there. He's fucking around on the pole for a while. I see him keep coming down and going to his truck and going back up the pole. Like, coming back down, going into his truck.
He's riding
the pole. Yeah, he is just all the way up and down that bad boy. And it's like 11 o'clock when I start to assume this isn't going well.
Yeah, well, let me sort of interrupt you. I've had U-verse put into two homes, both of which times they have told me that it's going to be like an hour, it's not a big deal, da-da-da-da-da. In my first house, which was a condo, they had to rewire my whole fucking condo. This guy, who was supposed to be there from 9, they said at the latest to noon, was there from 9 till 5 p.m., rewiring my whole house just so I could have U-verse cable. And I'm sure in some way it benefited them from redoing the stuff outside and inside. Maybe they could provide it to more customers since they were there anyway.
Yeah.
But they did the same thing in my new house, who already, the people before me, already had U-verse. We couldn't get cable hooked up until they officially cut off their service, and it was a big pain in the dick. And then the guy comes in and goes, oh, they had U-verse before, no problem. And he went to hook me up. He goes, but we got to rerun all these wires. And I'm like, good God. Did it the and it was a cat, one of those Cat 5 lines.
Nah.
Because other people didn't have it, apparently, and they had to rerun the whole thing. So well, that took 4 hours.
Because they probably had U-verse, but they probably had DSL.
Yeah, they had like a slightly different, because I was thinking, oh, they're going to come in, give me a new box, and call it a day.
Yeah,
because they drilled holes. They were going to town.
Their new fiber internet is brand new for Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it just got here. There are like three, you know, kind of what you would consider like boroughs or sections of Louisville that have it. And I had been waiting for them to get it here, and I kept checking and checking and checking.
Yeah.
Went to go get my iPhone a couple weeks ago. And the dude was like, hey, man, want to get U-verse? And I was like, yeah, you don't have the fast shit at my house. He's like, where do you live? I gave him my address, and he's like, tell you what, we just got it. I was like,
boom.
All right, let's do this. Dude, they gave me $250 in fucking Visa gift cards. Granted, they haven't shown up yet.
So good luck with that.
They may not ever show up.
Well, in all fairness, they, on mine, when I signed up, they did, they give you a gift. And all the other gifts, except for, like, this one that's called, like, a Sonos speaker.
Yeah! Wireless speaker.
Yeah, I think it's fucking rad.
Yeah,
and it was, like, the most expensive thing that they offered. But I already had, like, an Xbox 360. I didn't want a fucking Kindle Fire. I didn't want, like, a $100 gift Visa gift card. So I was like, give me the Sonos thing or whatever. And it took, like, 8 weeks. And I forgot I even fucking got it.
Yeah.
But I got it for free. And one day I just had this big package at the door. I'm like, what's this? And I opened it up. And sure the fuck, there it was.
Still got that thing?
Oh, yeah. That thing's awesome.
Want to give it to me?
No.
Give me those bookends for it.
I think that's a little costly for the bookends. I could probably get off eBay for, like, $20.
I'll be able to kick in $100 worth of Visa gift cards in there.
Whoa.
Just saying.
But anyway, yeah, so they did come through. Maybe you might have to sign up for something extra, because I know I had to go above and beyond to actually get it. Like, I had to go online and actually fill out forms and shit.
Well, like, the funny thing was, whenever I was getting the fucking cell phone, I feel like we just keep digressing, but fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything good going on. I'm standing there getting my, talking to the guy, getting my phone, and I'm talking to two guys at the same time. And one
the U-verse guy and then the phone guy?
Yeah. And the U-verse guy's like, hey, man, I got good news. You sign up, because I had already kind of said, like, I don't think I'm going to do it today. And I was like, you know, Time Warner's not great, but it's working fine for me now. It, you know, it never goes out. It's fine. And the guy says, tell you what, I'll be able to get you $50 in Visa gift cards. It's like, eh. And then he upped
the speed. I spend that on Forza.
And then he upped the speed to 65 megabit and gave me a wireless box for my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, that's starting to sound a little better, but no. He upped it to $100. And then he's like, okay, tell you what, since you're technically hooking up another line, we'll give you $250 of Visa gift cards. And he lowered the bill to exactly what I was paying for Time Warner. Just fucking took my word on what I was paying for Time Warner.
Yeah, I pay $33 a month
I paid done. 115.
Yeah.
But, dude, I feel pretty good about, you know, having HD, 65 megabit, and two HD DVR boxes.
Yeah.
For $120.
That's not bad. Now they're gonna raise the price on you.
It's good for 12 months.
Yeah, in 12 months, 12 months and a day.
But Time Warner does that.
Your shit's gonna jump up like 60 bucks. Yeah,
that's when I switch back to Time Warner, get a free fucking tablet out of them, do that for a year.
You're a flip-flopper.
Fuck yeah.
I see, I just called UVerse and said, I'm canceling my service. And they was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, they couldn't help me up until I said I'm canceling. And then all of a sudden, they made the magic happen. The magical keyboard strokes, and sure enough.
Well, it's fine, but I'm going to want another gift in a year. I need gifts.
You do?
Showered upon me.
Haas needs repetitive, frequent gifts given to him.
Yeah,
you must appease Haas.
Everybody gets a trophy, all right? I just want my trophy.
You're like a volcano guy. Like, they have to sacrifice a virgin.
Yes.
Just to keep you pleased.
Every full moon, I want you to throw a lady into my bowels.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here.
I would say your bed, but you went bowels, so we'll go with that.
That's what I call it.
Your bedroom is your bowels.
It's pretty messy in there.
The bowels of the Haas of Pain.
But yeah, so the guy ends up, you know, ratcheting the deal up to $250, and I get my fucking iPhone 5S, which is the greatest fucking telephone. Going from a Galaxy S4, which I hated unlike anything in the world, going back to an iPhone. Fucking best part about this, alright? So I grab the phone, and they don't have one of those boxes like Best Buy has, you know, whenever you get a new phone that will, like, pull all your contacts and shit over. I'm like, oh, fuck. So what I ended up doing was, it said, do you want to recover your cloud account? So, okay, let's do that. And it pulled down all my contacts. And I was only missing like five people's numbers, you know, three of which were ex-girlfriends. To be fair, I still want them in there just in case. You know,
you never know.
I get drunk sometimes and I'm just like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, girl.
Hey, want to come over?
Want to come see the bowels?
You want to go down to the Bowery? But, yeah, so you know, I ended up pulling all that shit out of there. All the apps that I fucking had all came back down immediately, and it just happens. Like, God damn it, I love the way that they do that shit. It's fantastic, but whatever. And it's gold.
It's real dumb.
It's sweet.
It's real dumb.
Fuck you.
I feel like I'm going to break it by holding it, because I'm so used to the big Galaxy phone.
That phone feels way more rigid than yours.
I feel like I'm going to break it.
Those Galaxies feel so plasticky. That's what I always hated about it.
In all fairness, I do have a big hand. Can I get in your phone? Hold on, can I?
No.
Damn it, try again. Shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you got UVerse. How do you like it?
Okay, so the guy... we still haven't finished the install.
Oh, cool.
So the guy's up and down the pole, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you like that? And so he finally knocks on my door.
Was the pole made of wood?
It was not. And the guy finally knocks on my door and says, man, we got a little bit of a problem.
It's always a problem. Go ahead, though.
Okay. He's like, we're going to have to run all new cables. And I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. I don't have to be to work until 2 o'clock. We should still be fine. He's like, I already started running the line. We'll get this done pretty quick. And so he goes, and he's running back and forth. And I've done all the work inside for this guy. There was already a hole in the side of my wall where the coax cable was coming in for fucking Time Warner, where they just drilled through the side of my fucking house.
Yeah.
So I disconnected all my Time Warner shit, pulled it out of the entertainment center, stacked it up. It's sitting next to you right now.
Yes.
And fucking undid the plate where they had the coax cable coming in there, undid it, forced the coax cable back outside. I've let Time Warner go. All right?
You are the future endeavor, Time Warner.
Yeah, the cable is outside the fucking house. Just shove the thing through here. Let's get it going.
It's not that easy.
No. It's getting close. It's like 1:45.
Oh, yeah.
I've finished watching the Wrestling Road Diaries, too. And I've started watching ROH DVDs. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, man. I gotta go to work in a little bit. And I'd already bargained to get my 2-to-9 shift cut down to 2-to-5 and have somebody else close for me. But I still need to be there, because I'm a manager, so I need to be there so that somebody can take their lunch. So that manager who was working open to close because there was nobody else.
Yeah.
We're going to have a 13-hour shift that day. So I'm like, I got to get there. And so he comes back in the house and he says, man, like, I don't know why. I've run that other line and I can't get it to work. And this is when he finally tells me it's my first week.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. So they sent you the guy in training?
He just finished his training. It was his first week alone.
He needs those name badges that says, be nice, I'm in training, like they have at the grocery.
And the funniest part was, then I just finally tell him, he's like, well, only one line works. I said, will the television and some form of the internet work if one of the two lines is operational? Can you fix the rest at the pole? Can whoever it's going to be fix that from the pole? Yeah. Okay. Said, we'll just do the install. I said, just put all the boxes in here. As long as we can just verify that it's working and I can leave and go to work, fine. Because, you know, I'm like, 45 minutes he can put this stuff in. You know, I'll be a little late by the time I get there. Yeah. It'll be like 2:30. I don't fucking end up leaving here until 4:30.
What?
So I was at GameStop for 15 minutes.
To give someone a break. Bravo, and, sir.
Yeah.
Bravo. So
that was my install story.
I'm sure.
I'm not sour on AT&T. I'm not sour on the install. I think their television's real fucking good.
Yeah.
Get a lot of channels out of it. It looks real good. Star Trek's on.
Looks good.
As long as Star Trek is always on, fuck it.
Counselor Troy's on there.
Yeah,
looking
dude.
Real good.
Yeah, she's got that sweet dumper.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the tater.
All right, so that's my install story. I have U-verse. I'm sure if that situation ends up going to shit, I'll
So have they fixed
away.
It to where your internet is where it's supposed to be?
It's pulling better speeds. I think it's still not perfect. I think I'm going to call them and say, guys, I know what I was told. The best I've been able to get it to pull is like 35.
Yeah.
I got it to upload at 10.
That's good.
That's a sweet upload.
Yeah.
And the upload's fine. I think 10's as good as I should be able to expect, but I should be able to pull more down than that.
Yeah.
Given the fact that it's advertised at 65.
Yeah.
But whatever. And who knows, maybe they'll credit me back a week or something. They seem to be pretty good about that.
Yeah, the guy who installed my U-verse actually kind of knocked cable in this area. There's something about this area that doesn't get good internet speed. Because I was like, yeah, you know, I'm getting 18 meg for U-verse, but when I was at Insight, I had, Time Warner, I had 20, but I think 18 will be all right, especially since you all have, like, dedicated lines to where they say, traffic isn't an issue, or high population times aren't an issue. He goes, well, I used to install cable, like, I think in South Carolina, and it could be completely lying to me because I've never even fact-checked this. He said they get, like, 200 megs over there because they're so close to some area where it's just internet heaven.
I know Fios, you can get 100 meg.
Yeah.
But I think Verizon stopped doing Fios, like expanding their range.
Yeah, there's something like this is too far out from something to be able to get that fast of internet speeds. I'm like, because that would be insane. I'm like, who would need that? Like a business. A business would need that. Haas apparently needs that. Haas needs 100 megs a second to download porn faster?
I don't watch pornography.
Into your bowels?
I mean, granted, I do occasionally watch pornography, but it's like some dude is like, watch this video. It's real fucking weird. Like Mr. Hand's Last Ride.
I never understood why porn is more than 2 minutes long. Understood it.
It's always like, you know, like weird porn bloopers. That's the only time I ever watch pornography. When somebody's like, you have to see this, Hoss, because it will complete you as a person. I'm like, okay, I'll watch that.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that.
You know, like, I think Davis Tell said it right when he said, whatever happens between a man, another man, a woman with a penis, a midget, and a horse is their business.
If it weren't from a horse, if it weren't from a horse.
And I'm not going to judge anybody.
So video game stuff.
I have more.
You have more stories?
Yeah, I just want to talk about...
Can I call your stories...
Rockstar Super Sour Green Apple?
Hold on. Can we call this hostery?
That's...
Like history, but this is your hostery?
Turn the podcast off. It's over. You ruined it.
Yes! I have a new thing. Go ahead.
I hate when you fucking do that to my name.
Go ahead.
I really genuinely hate it.
I don't think you do.
I fucking hate it.
Go ahead.
Soda flavors. Rockstar Super Sours Green Apple.
It's real bad.
It's fucking great.
It's fucking awesome.
Posted a picture of me drinking it. It's disgusting.
Let me tell everybody listening to this. We took a road trip to Nashville, Tennessee to watch the our first ROH pay-per-view, Best in the World. They're a real pay-per-view, not an pay-per-view, because they have plenty of those. This fucker right here, we stop at a gas station. I go in. They already get running real quick. I'm pumping gas, so I run in. They go to my car and move it, and I finish buying the items I'm buying. I come back, and we get in the car, and Hoss is sitting there drinking the most colorful can of energy drink I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he takes a sip, he goes, oh, that's real bad. Oh, that tastes pretty horrible. And I'm like, why do you keep drinking it? He goes, well, I just, it looked good, and I'm not going to not drink it because I bought it. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Just chug it and call it a day. So he finishes it off. And next thing I know, an hour down the road, this funk comes over the car. Not even like a smell, like a quick smell. This hot, lingering mist is spread throughout the car.
I had also eaten...
No, hold on.
A Slim Jim monster.
Yeah, he informs me that it was him burping up that deliciously disgusting Rockstar drink.
Yep.
But also a giant fucking Slim Jim that I didn't see him eat because he already had it down before I walked out of the gas station. It was the worst smell of caffeine and B vitamins and spicy meat.
Taurine.
I've ever smelled in my fucking life.
It was awesome.
It was awful.
Every time I would burp, you would roll my window down.
Every time he burped, I'd crack his window. And he's like, if you're going to crack my window, at least let me smoke. And I'm like, no smoking in my car because you're already funking it up as is.
I think it would have masked the flavor.
It was really gross.
That's fair.
It was a fun road trip, though.
Yeah, that show was great.
That was a real good show.
I've done a lot of, like, shit in the last couple of weeks. Like, I've worked a whole lot, but, it's like I'm a Chippendales dancer. Like, I work hard, but I play hard.
Yeah, I don't want to think of that. Why did I get a visual of you with a bow tie and some cuffs?
Yep.
I know what you're getting for your
Just
birthday.
A bow tie collar. Some cuffs.
Dancing in your bowels.
Yeah. Just me.
Would you fuck me?
Doing the helicopter in my bedroom.
I'd fuck me.
I'd fuck me hard.
She a great big fat person?
Was she a great big fat person?
So, yeah.
ROH was great. Rockstar Super Sour Green Apple.
Disgusting.
Try it with a Slim Jim. You'll love
it. And kill your friends in the process. The smell is so bad it almost deployed my airbags.
That's pretty good. All right, I also want to talk about controller dead zones.
Oh, yeah. Did your controller die?
No, wait, dead zones.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like on wireless.
Well, no, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going through and you just... Like, when you're... say if you were shaking your controller to stop a zombie from attacking you, it wouldn't register?
No, that's not at all what I was talking about. Dead zones. Wireless controllers. There is a certain amount of space that you need to move the analog stick before it actually activates.
Yeah.
The 360 had... pretty small wireless dead zones for a controller of its era. I went back last week and tried to play Borderlands 2 with some friends that wanted to play that. It's like a fucking aircraft carrier dead zone. It's huge! It's like the blind spot on a semi-truck, how big those dead zones are compared to new controllers.
360?
Holy shit, yes! Oh, man. Dude, you want to... hold some kind of strange octopus squid device, try to go back to using an old controller after using these new ones for a real long time. Holy shit, it's like trying to hold the devil.
In all fairness, I'm really bad at first-person shooters now because I got so used to playing with a mouse and keyboard.
You're just real bad at first-person shooters.
We've all seen the Halo video, and we know we're not that bad. That's all I'm saying. I'm not that bad.
You're pretty bad.
I'm not that bad at first-person shooters.
You're pretty bad.
That's a lie, but carry on.
I bet if we went one-on-one, I'd go 45-4 against you.
In a game that you've played to death? Probably.
I've played thousands of matches. I watch your play, and I'm like, oh, that just, it hurts me inside. It's like watching, it's like forcing a StarCraft 2 competitive player to watch me play StarCraft. They're like, ah!
Why would you do, no! No!
Make more Marines!
Your supplies!
You need more Vespene gas!
Mine! Mine!
Damn it!
So, I'm not that bad, but carry on.
Yeah, going back to the 360 is a weird experience. I actually played some of the 360 and the PS3 in the last few weeks. Yeah, just real weird to go back to those systems. Like, I didn't think it would be that way. But yeah, like, we've definitely moved beyond. I kind of just wish these new systems, you know, in light of E3, there's new games coming, but kind of wish there was just more right now.
I wish they would come right now.
Yeah. But
like the Master Chief Collection, that when it drops, we're never going to see you again. Was that you orgasming to the Halo theme? Oh, God. There have been way too many references to you having sex on this podcast.
Oh, man. It's that there are certain things in life that like really trigger my pleasure zone, and Halo is one of them.
Would you marry a chick? I know you stated that you'll never probably get married. What if you would you marry a chick that could beat you at Halo?
I don't want to marry a woman that plays video games.
You don't want to marry a woman who plays video games?
No.
I thought that would be your, like...
God, no. What?
Why? Could she take all your video game time?
No, I just... I like dating people that have different interests than me. It's fun.
Like some video games.
No.
Just like a scotch of video games.
No.
Like, instead, you know, like Zelda. Like the original Zelda.
Yeah, I'm fine if she wants to play a game here. That's fine. I'm not saying, like, no, you can't!
You just don't, like, you don't want to date a gamer girl.
I just threw up in my mouth when you said that.
What's wrong with that?
It's like I couldn't be a model, so I pretend to be a nerd. I'm Zooey Deschanel.
You mean Zoe Deschanel?
I that doesn't look like what that name is to me, but if you say so. Zooey Deschanel.
I'm talking about like a real girl who plays video games. Like a legit.
And that's fine. I've never been attracted to women that are nerdier than me, and it's kind of the weird thing, like, and I could be totally off base. I feel like for as much really fucking nerdy shit as I do, I can't identify with that culture. I just don't. Fuck all.
You're the weirdest person ever.
I just don't identify, like, I don't, whenever someone calls me a gamer, I get physically ill.
But you play video games a lot. Like, more than most people.
Yeah.
That would make you, like, a gamer. But
I think if you were going to pick one fucking trait about me, it has nothing to do with video games.
I would say asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one.
I've been working hard on it.
I've worked on that for years, even before I played video games.
Fuck yeah, man. I came out of the womb going, ah!
Fuck all of you!
It was me giving the middle finger to Eric.
Slapping the doctor.
Let me out of here.
Don't you dare touch me.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I've dated one girl who liked video games, and I immediately went, like, you're way too much of a fucking nerd.
Get away from me, nerd. Quit ruining my game.
It's like girl at the comic shop.
Yeah.
I find her really intriguing. But, like, I know if I, you know, if for some reason she wasn't married to that dude that she's probably married to, which I know she's probably married, you know, like, I probably wouldn't be interested.
Yeah?
I just don't like that.
So you're, like, classy ladies.
I'm into women that are way more intelligent than me. And I'm into women that are, you know,
so I should be worried that you have Facebook conversations with my wife?
I wouldn't say she's smarter than me.
I'm pretty sure she's smarter
I'm
than
pretty
me.
Smart.
I'm pretty sure she's smarter than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, she's probably smarter than me.
Two master's degrees and a CPA later.
Hey, let's be honest. She started that conversation.
Because she wanted you for your Mario Kart.
Women want me for different things. Women want me for different things.
Moving
see,
on.
That would be the weird part, though, is that she would want me for Mario Kart, and then I'd see her playing Mario Kart and be like, not interested.
Get away from me.
Yeah. Oh, man, they showed Alexis LFA on TV. Oh,
you know how much more fun we have on this podcast without Brandon?
Yeah, fuck him. Oh, I have news. I have a comparative review.
Okay.
A couple months ago, I bought a Turtle Beach XO4.
Yes.
From my Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I got a free...
How the fuck do you get all this shit?
I know people.
Why can't you get me free stuff?
Because I'm getting the free stuff?
You don't need all that free stuff.
I don't get that much. Well, I get quite a bit of free stuff.
You get a lot of free stuff. You can't spread the free stuff like this way?
Yeah, go buy an Xbox One.
No, give me a free Xbox One.
No, I've never gotten a free Xbox One.
Go ahead, though.
All right, so I ended up getting an Xbox One stereo headset, the Microsoft brand stereo headset, for free. And I don't like the XO4 that much. It's hot. It's light, but it feels a little bulky on my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like wearing it for periods of time. It kind of... It's not from the sound. It's very rigid plastic. And I feel like it just kind of squeezes your head.
Yeah.
And I feel like it gives me a headache. Like, you ever wore sunglasses that are a little bit too tight?
Yeah.
And they give you a headache?
Mm-hmm.
I've been suffering from that with that thing, so I just never wear it. I mean, it sounds good, but whatever. So I ended up getting the Microsoft one. It looks hideous.
It looks real bad.
It looks like...
It looks like Mickey Mouse ears.
That's a fair assessment.
It's what it looks like. It looks like two Mickey Mouse ears from those goofy hats when everybody goes to Disney World and they come back and they're like, look at my original hat with my name. No, it's stupid. And they plastered them and made headphones out of them.
And I'll say this.
Yes.
That thing is incredibly comfortable.
Is it?
I wore it the other day for about 9 hours playing Forza.
Okay. And,
wow, I was playing Forza, like...
Go ahead.
I don't fuck around when I play
From
Forza.
Now on, when I assume you're not working or not hanging out with us, you're playing Forza.
I mean, that was a good portion of my Sunday, but, like, I was doing other things, too.
Yeah. Like, playing Forza 4?
It's mainly 5.
Mainly 5? Looking up the download for and deciding whether or not you wanted to get the
and that's the other reason I was talking about that dead zone in the controller, because I did end up going back and playing Forza Horizon 1.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to talk about this because I wasn't on actually I was on the E3 podcast. Okay, never mind.
You were on the E3 podcast.
Forza Horizon 2, couldn't be more excited. Woo!
For your birthday.
Oh, I'm so excited. But yeah, back to the headsets. Xbox One stereo headset. Right now, depending on where you get it from, it's like fucking $30 cheaper than the Turtle Beach.
Yeah.
It looks like shit. It doesn't look like it's incredibly sturdy built, but when you actually look at the design, there's only like 2 pivot points where hinges could ever break or anything. It's the ear cushions are the thing that gets me. Is that they're so soft, they almost feel like they're gel instead of fucking cotton.
Yeah.
Just, it feels really good. It sounds just as good.
Yeah. I have a, I play a lot of computer games, so I have no consoles right now.
Nerd!
I have this, like, I mean, $20, this headset, it's a Gamescom headset, and it's huge. It looks real dumb, but it's the most comfortable headset I've ever worn in my life. It's got the big ear cups that go completely around the ears and doesn't press them. Like, my ears don't feel hot when I take it off.
I'll let you try the size test. Go grab both of those. Put them on real quick.
You keep talking about things.
While I grab these headsets.
Eric's going to grab
a headset. Way across the room.
It's 3 steps away.
Way across this room.
Yeah, because I have a giant house.
There's a lot of square footage here in this giant room.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking. I'm putting on the green ones.
Those are the XO4s.
This is the Turtle Bitches. Am I putting it on right? I'm terrible at games.
You are real bad at games.
These are
not
really
bad.
No, I don't like them.
They're not great.
They feel real tight.
They're pretty tight.
I don't like that. The turtle bitches are get a D. A D for discomfort. How do I put these on?
Flip them around.
Flip them around?
That okay. way.
This way?
Yeah.
Where's the mic? Oh, okay, I see it.
Yeah. And that fucking mic flips down. See how it hides away like that?
Does it come down?
Yeah, it comes down.
No, okay. That. I was talking about that. That is what I was talking about. I have a giant head.
You do have a big head.
Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's so much better.
That's a good headset.
That's night and day.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So you can get that bad boy for like $30 cheaper in the Turtle Beach.
That is so much better.
Yeah.
Like once you... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to wear these next time I go to your room.
What? You're talking about my bowels?
Your bowels. No, I like them. I like them a lot better. They're way more comfortable. They look like the plainest, dumbest looking headphones of all time.
They kind of look like Sennheisers. You ever owned a pair of Sennheisers?
No.
They look a lot like... Sennheisers are like good sounding headphones. Yeah. They just kind of look plain as shit.
Yeah, I mean, aesthetically, they're...
Yeah, they're not good looking.
They're real bad looking, but they are really comfortable.
I think the Turtle Beach looks good.
It hurts to wear.
I didn't feel like it hurt to wear.
Well, I have a bigger head than you.
You do have a bigger head than me.
It hurts to wear.
But yeah, that's kind of a quick glance at that. Like, sound quality-wise, they're virtually the same. That's kind of the weird thing about the headsets is that, for whatever reason, the headset situation on the Xbox One's real fucking weird because of the adapter that goes into the controller.
Yeah.
It limits how fucking loud shit can be.
Really?
And I don't know why.
You can't just have it blasted and be deaf?
You'll just start jamming up on the button and it'll eventually go beep, 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 and then fucking just not go any louder. And so, you know, with the old Turtle Beaches, you were limited by fucking when the speakers gave out and you were making yourself deaf. And now it's kind of limited by that. I really hope that they raise that volume because, you know, certain games... I like some punch, man. Like Battlefield, that's a punch game.
Yeah.
And when those explosions go off, I like that.
I like to go partially brain dead when I hear those explosions.
Yeah, and then you get like that, like you get that super fucking dubstep drop sound whenever a bomb goes off, and then you hear that beep where your ears are fucked up. Like, this is great.
I've actually heard a flashbang. Like I've had a flashbang go off me pretty close to real life. Terrible. Worst thing ever. Like, you really do hear that, like that pitch.
It was the worst cop mixer you'd ever been to.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Jink. We're gonna turn this party up. They spike the punch bowl with a flashbang. Boom, motherfucker.
Now the punch bowl's deaf.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
But yeah, that's, kind of a good look at those headsets. I thought those headsets were pretty good. If I had to pick one, I'd probably say, you know, save the money, just buy the Xbox One.
Yeah.
It's ugly, but I don't... it doesn't feel cheap. It looks cheap, but it doesn't feel cheap.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, you know, the fucking earphone's gonna fall off or something, which is nice. But yeah, I guess that's kind of a lot of what I wanted to cover with those headsets. Let's see what else we've got to talk about right now. Sorry, I
played a new game.
What'd you play?
I played Scribblenauts Unmasked. Which was my first Scribblenauts game. I got it on like a Steam sale.
I played quite a bit of the first three of those.
It's the one with the superheroes?
Yeah, I haven't played that one. I played Unlimited, Super Scribblenauts, and regular Scribblenauts.
That game was so much fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's like, how are you going to get this crazy Calendar Man?
Calendar Man.
How are you gonna drag Calendar Man up a building? I'm like, well, I'm just going to like... put a shield around him and like Green Lantern and levitate him, but they're like, oh, that doesn't work. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. Why give me options? Then it just turned out a rope would work. I just like hooked him up to a leash. And I don't know how the other Scribblenauts games worked, but you lost points and reputation if you kept using the same thing over and over again. So I couldn't use like the dog collar thing to drag the dude up the building, which is borderline looked a little hangy.
Well, that's kind of the funny thing is that they ended up adding that later, because in the first game, the original Scribblenauts, you could solve every puzzle with handcuffs and a vending machine.
Handcuffs and a vending machine.
Drag the vending machine with the handcuffs over to the star. It would pull the star into it, drag the vending machine by the handcuffs back to your guy, sit it right next to him, use the vending machine, the star comes out.
Nice.
Solve every puzzle that way.
Yeah, that's
I heard a lot of people would solve it also with helicopter to black hole.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of that going on. I had my creations turn on me to kill me.
Can you still do the regular shit in that game? Like, you know, adjectives like Super Devil?
Yeah.
Motorcycle yeah. Jesus?
That's a good one. Yeah, you can add stuff to different people. Like, I did, I needed help fighting all these villains. There's a lot of them. They were kind of kicking my ass. Because I didn't have
the... I thought you were good at games. What happened?
I just started the game.
What happened?
I just started.
What happened?
So what happened, man? So I was like, well, you know, I'm going to kick all these supervillains' ass with my own superhero, so I called in Superman. And I was like, I'm just gonna use the nuclear option right now. I fucking called in Superman. Well, Superman, like, started murdering everybody. And then, for some reason, Superman started murdering me. I'm like, what the fuck? So then I had to pull out...
He don't fucks around.
Yeah. I'm like, why is he attacking me? So I was like, I had to fight off Superman. So, because apparently he was just on auto murder mode. And I just made Superman sick. It's like, add an adjective. And I just went, sick. And I made him real fucking sick. And he started coughing and fell on the ground. And I went over and kicked him a couple times. And I killed Superman by giving him a cold. It was real fucking funny. I laughed for like an hour about that. I should have screenshotted it because it was fucking funny. He turned gray. He was just like,
Nobody wants to play Radiation Sickness Superman. That's when all his hair and fingernails fall out.
Like, a normal person would have said, oh, I'm going to get me, like, a sword made of kryptonite. I was like, no, I'm just going to make him sick. I clicked on him and said, sick.
Well, I'm glad that the computer understood what you were getting at. It wasn't like, oh, they want this Superman to be sick.
Yeah. He just poofs and he's like, like the wild stallion.
Yeah, he's got some sweet sunglasses on.
He gets in a fucking Corvette and just drives off.
That would be a pretty sick Superman.
Woo!
Somebody help me! This Superman is sick!
But yeah, I haven't even come close to completing that game, but it's a lot of fun. Like, I'm still rocking a pretty trashy graphics card, so it makes it a little harder to play. Because it does get a little janky when a lot of things are on the screen at the same time.
New cards come out soon, don't they?
New cards come out all the time. Like, it's...
But I mean, like, the next generation, like the 8 series?
I think so. I don't really keep up with that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think the 8 series comes out soon. You might want to just kind of feather yourself along for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. The graphics card I'm going to buy is going to be something that's going to hold up for a while. Hopefully. I'm not going to fuck with the features anymore, because apparently that's a bad thing.
I wouldn't trust you doing anything. Like, if it was a piece of IKEA furniture, I'd be like, well, as long as I'm not sitting on it, you can put it together, but
as long as I'm never going to use it ever, then I can maybe work something out.
As long as it's just for looksies.
I played that, the Sniper Elite, version 2, V2.
Yeah, I told you that was free.
Yeah, that's alright.
That game's dope.
It's alright.
I like shooting dudes.
It was a lot harder than I thought it was gonna be. Like, it was legit.
They make
like,
simulators.
Yeah, so it was just, you had to compensate for bullet drop and like all that jazz. And I just like when I'm gonna try it again, but when I played it, I didn't have like that much time to invest in.
Sniper Elite 3 came out today.
Did it?
I actually, when I went to GameStop to go get that code to buy that Forza Season Pass, I almost bought it.
Yeah.
I was looking at it like,
should I get it?
I'll just check it out from work.
Yeah. Yeah, it was alright.
Because I didn't go to my GameStop. Because I didn't...
It wasn't your GameStop?
I didn't drive to the other side of the fucking city to go to the GameStop that I work at for
some reason. Why don't you work at a closer GameStop?
My friends don't work at a closer GameStop.
Oh, your thought logic is just...
I want to work with my friends.
You're an idiot. But,
there's an IKEA commercial on, see?
Look what you did.
Fucking psychic. The Swedes were like, turn on the commercial. He just mentioned the brand.
He mentioned us on the broadcast.
That's the worst Swedish accent, man. We are the worst.
That's real bad. Mine was more of a German.
Give us some meatballs.
Meatballs. there's an update for Team Fortress 2.
There's always an update for Team Fortress 2.
I think it was kind of a big one. The trailer for it is fucking hilarious. And if we get into this podcast,
how many hats did they put into it?
How many? I don't know. But I'm going to show you the trailer once we're done recording this, and you're actually going to laugh pretty hard.
The last time I played, yeah, I did see the sweetest hat ever.
Which was
it was a stack of hats.
Yeah, you can stack them onto
each other. Fuck yes!
Dude's running around with like 10-foot tall stacks of hats. You're like, I wonder where he is. And one guy was a sniper, and I'm sitting there playing, and he has like 12 hats on. I'm like, well, obviously he's over there with that wavering tower of hats. Just blew his fucking brains out. That's awesome. And called it a day. Their patch notes are always fucking hilarious. Like, they're like, oh, we changed the summer action kit to the summer spring pack to make it more marketable for this time of year. That's what it said. Just to make it more marketable. That game's still fun to play, and I
like that game a lot. I'm like the best heavy I know.
Are you?
I'm really good at heavy.
Okay.
You put me with a decent medic, I'm pretty good at that game.
I could probably be a pretty good medic. You want to play online with me, Haas?
I need to get a new computer.
You do need to get a new computer.
I've been thinking about
it. We would have so much fun.
I've been thinking about it.
We'd have so much fun.
I've been thinking about
it. We could play Left 4 Dead.
I've been thinking about it.
You should get a new computer.
I don't want to play Left 4 Dead with you ever.
Why?
Because that sounds like a real bad experience.
I'm really good at Left 4 Dead.
I don't want to. I will never. Like, I'll say this on this podcast right now. I will never play Left 4 Dead with you.
I am really good at Left 4 Dead, too.
And I bet you are. I'm never going to play Left 4 Dead with you.
Why?
Because it would be awful.
Why?
Because I bet you're not half as good as you think you are at Left 4 Dead.
I'm pretty good at Left 4 Dead.
I don't feel like you are.
Okay. You'd be on my team? We'd be so good.
I'm not good at Left 4 Dead.
I led my own team at Left 4 Dead.
I'm barely serviceable at Left 4 Dead.
Okay, so then it'll be fun. I will be better at eating something. I'll record it.
I just don't want to play Left 4 Dead. I don't like it.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't think Evolve is going to be very good. I just don't like the games that those guys make.
Well, you, sir, are stupid.
And I know that game was voted E3's most anticipated game, and I feel the same way about it as I feel about Red Dead Redemption and The Last of Us. Those are absolutely fantastic games that I don't give a shit about.
I didn't like The Last of Us. I played it, and I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I hated Red Dead Redemption. I liked Undead Nightmare. I thought that was okay. But yeah. Regular-ass Red Dead Redemption, what a fucking boring game.
It was real boring.
Holy shit.
I did an extended, because I didn't know if I was going to like it or not, and I did an extended...
You know what I like? Cars.
Cars? You want cars?
You know what I like? Good guns. Satisfying gameplay. A game world that's not just, hey, it's over by the brown hill. Where's it by the smaller brown hill?
The one with the bush.
Fuck that game.
The leafless bush.
I know that that's like their second best-selling game of all time, and everybody freaks out about it, and that's great. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Fuck that game.
That's how I feel about Forza.
Fuck you.
See? You see?
Forza's the greatest game.
It's not.
In the world.
It's not.
It is.
It's probably okay.
I'll say that Forza 5, probably not the best Forza game.
That's
but it is the best franchise.
That's very big of you. Of all time, best franchise of all time ever.
Period.
I think you're wrong.
Second next to Halo.
I was going to say Halo, but you got
second
it.
Next to Halo.
His best franchise next to Halo.
And I think that's actually, I had a really long conversation with a buddy of mine, I just hooked my PlayStation 4 back up today.
Yeah.
It hasn't been hooked up for months.
There's no reason to hook it up. There's no games.
There's no games. And even if there were, it's just tricky, you know? Like, I don't feel an affinity for Sony franchises like I used to. I feel like they've all gone downhill.
Yeah.
Or just gotten to a point where I feel like, all right, I've seen enough of that. Like, I don't really want to play another Uncharted game. I really like Uncharted. Uncharted is cool, but I just don't... There's nothing else I need to see.
Yeah.
He's going to climb more. Climbing's cool. He's gonna solve some puzzles, and puzzles are cool.
That's kind of how I feel about
He's gonna have multiplayer that's probably perfectly fine that I never want to play. That's
kind of how I feel about God of War.
That was the next game I was gonna talk about.
Yeah.
I never want to play a God of War game again, but God of War is probably one of my favorite franchises.
Yes.
Playing Ascension. Thunder.
Thunder. I wonder if you can hear that over the mic.
Oh, I'm sure they can.
Yeah.
Playing Ascension proved to me that just sometimes you need to tell yourself, maybe I don't need another one of those.
You know what? We've had enough cake.
You ever been so drunk that you've thrown up in your life?
Once.
And that's that moment where you were probably at a party and you probably said, I could have one more. Sometimes you don't need one more.
Get talked to that one shot, that last shot.
Oh, it's always a shot.
Always
a shot. It's always a shot. Because you pour it in there and your body goes, holy fuck!
Come here and take this, just one more shot. Get just one shot. Come, yeah, I've already bought it, so you gotta drink it.
I think I know why it's a shot that does it. It's because you can also shotgun a beer and it'll do it too. I think it's because your stomach is already so full. When you take that shot, it sits at the top of your stomach, and like that, you're breathing it back out for an extended period of time. Like, oh, I'm gonna be sick.
This is not good. This is.
Yeah, I haven't been sick on alcohol in a decade.
Yeah, but it's been a while.
Last time I was, it was brutal, and I was like, nope, never again. Thanks.
I was at with my not really a video game thing. I was with my wife, who is Russian. Went to Chicago to hang out with some of her Russian kin.
Was she in a hurry?
She was not in a hurry.
She wasn't Russian?
I get the joke. I get it.
Did you get it?
I got it.
Did you get it?
Got it. She wore her Russian shoes.
They're Nike runners.
But yeah, so they're obviously big drinkers. Lots of vodka.
Vodka.
getting thrown around. I've never thrown up so hard in my life.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even at the party. I was at the hotel. It was 2 a.m. I was laying in bed with my wife. I thought, okay, I'm really drunk, but I'm gonna be okay. And this is gonna really suck in the morning. So I had my Gatorade, my ibuprofen ready to go. I was like, this is gonna be a good day. Woke up 2 a.m. and went to the bathroom, hurled for like 30 minutes. I puked so hard that my face around my eyes and were red, and like the capillaries busted in my skin, and it looked like I had like a weird red raccoon mask, and my eyes like turned blood red, like the whites of my eyes like busted, and my whole eyes were like bright fucking, like I just got into a fucking cage fight is what it looked like. And then the capillaries bruised, so they went from red to purple. And it was real goofy looking. My wife literally put makeup on me so I could go out the next day and do this big tour they wanted to do in Chicago. So I was wearing like full blown fucking chick's makeup just so it didn't look as bad, because you couldn't cover it. There was not enough makeup in the world to cover that up. It was real bad.
So how often do you wear makeup?
Since that point, you know, pretty much every day. You know, just to hide the blemishes.
Yeah.
Just to hide the blemishes. Just to keep myself fresh looking.
I just want my skin tone to, you know, I don't want it to clash with my panties and bra.
I just want to shine when I walk outside. Just want to shine like a sparkly vampire. That's what I want.
It's like a Rihanna song.
Oh, a sparkly vampire?
You shine bright like a diamond.
Go away. I'm kicking you out of your own house. Sit outside in the rain and think about what you just said.
I just said shine bright like a diamond.
Don't ever say that. Stop it.
I'm almost out of games. I have a weird twist on what I said last time that we did one of these. Kind of tired out on Mario Kart pretty quick.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you really like that game.
It's a good game. I just don't really want to play it ever again.
Well, my wife would be happy to take it from me.
Well, you guys can buy my Wii U. No, you can't. Fuck you. Buy your own Wii U.
Get a sick
buy a Wii U, I'll lend you...
You'll lend the Mario Kart?
I'll lend you the Mario Kart.
So just the tracks get old? Is there not enough tracks?
Well, there's plenty of tracks. It's just that, you know, there's very little variety in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's just...
Drive, turtle shell, wreck, finish.
Snake.
But this coming from the guy who drives around the track and does nothing but drive.
And drives a car with a satisfying and complex handling model.
Okay. Mario Kart doesn't have that?
No. No, not at all.
Not the part where you flip upside down and hover and...
But that's just a paint job.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Like, it's cool.
It's fun for a little bit, I guess.
And you've seen it, and it's like, okay, like, I just don't ever want to fucking do this again.
Okay. That's fair. Gets old quick, in Haas's opinion.
To be fair, I did put, like, 30 hours into that game, which is a good amount of time.
So you got your money's worth out of it.
Oh, yeah. I do not take back my statement that game is 5 out of 5, 9.5 out of 10, you know, game of the year contender. It's fucking great. It won't win.
Does it get a awesome seal of approval?
That's not a thing.
It's going to be a thing.
No, it's not.
It's going to be a stamp like the Bad News Barrett thing. It's going to chink over everything that you like.
Yeah, we got bad news about Barrett yesterday.
I know. He got hurt.
Fuck.
He's out again.
He's got back, man.
Yeah. He got some bad news.
That's really bumming me out.
Is it hurting you now?
I felt like that was going to be his push.
Oh, yeah. He was doing big things, yeah. But now he's hurt. So, that's wrestling, though. This is not about wrestling.
So...
This is about wrestling with video games.
Are they face-turning Jack Swagger?
They are face-turning Jack Swagger.
That's gonna be awesome.
They face-turn the... They didn't make no fucking bones about it. Russian people come in, start saying, yay, Russia, boo, America.
This new shirt?
Yes, with the hand.
It's so good!
We made the joke of, like he forgot where he put his hand. Like, if you lose your left hand again, Jack, we're gonna kick your ass. So they made an outline.
He always gets so high, he can never remember to put his hands, or he just looks down.
That's the joke we kept making every time him and RVD would lock up. They're wrestling over the last bowl.
So somebody told him there was a fucking eighth of an ounce in the briefcase.
Well, we kept making the joke of RVD saying that the location of Charlie Haas is in the briefcase. His last known location. Because he's really got to find Charlie Haas.
He does.
He's got.
But yeah, that's kind of all I've really been playing lately. I do.
Yes.
Have a confession to make. I got rid of my Vita.
Okay. Just cause.
Just didn't want it anymore.
So is that where your $50 of trading credit went to your Forza?
Well, I ended up getting like out of that and the memory stick and shit. I had a bunch of money in credit, but I'd used a portion of that. On some other stuff, and
no more Vita.
But I did get the season pass for Forza out of it.
And you're pretty pumped about that.
I'm fucking.
You made it
stoked.
A point to record this just so you could just be like, woo! Haven't even played it yet. But apparently, you're going to get with the season pass of Forza, you get. What, eight packs, and each comes with 10 different cars?
Yeah, I think most of the packs are out, so let's 80, actually...
80 cars.
Why don't you narrate this for a minute? I'm going to start downloading these packs.
I'm not going to narrate that at all. That sounds really boring.
Narrate it.
That sounds really boring.
Start talking about it.
You're starting up Forza.
What games have you
been playing? There's a picture of a car.
Yes.
Peeling out.
It's a McLaren F1.
I don't know what that is.
That's a McLaren P1.
Is that a car?
Yes.
Is that like a fast car?
Yes. It's a hyper car.
I don't know what that means. You get hyped when you Mojo Rally that car?
You stay hyped when you're in it.
You stay hyped.
No, there's many distinctions. There's sports cars, super cars, hyper cars.
Gotcha.
Race cars.
Race cars. So it's a hyper car. Other than Scribblenauts, I played another kind of drawing one. It's called Draw a Stickman Epic.
You drew a dick, didn't you?
Of course I drew a dick. Everybody who
rule
plays
number one
that
of the
game
internet is draw a dick.
Is you draw a dick.
And then you try to make Mario 1-1.
Well, no. This is what they did. You draw a very crude stick man. All right? And then it's like, well, this...
Then you turn him into a dick man.
So I drew a crude stick man of myself. You know, a stick man with big muscly arms and no hair. And a cowboy hat. It was more of a sombrero with my initials on it. And it's like, you need a friend. So draw yourself a friend. So I made him a big dick, is my friend, and that's who I gotta find. I gotta find my dick. That's the whole point of the Stickman game, is someone comes and steals your dick, and, because I named him Dick. My friend's name is Dick.
You're the worst kind of person.
It's real funny. the scenarios that he gets put in, he's like, he's trapped on some railroad tracks. Yeah, I'm like, I gotta save my friend Dick. It's just a big dick wiggling around on the railroad tracks. Even you were laughing at that image.
You're such a fucking moron.
Of a crudely drawn dick on some railroad tracks. But it's kind of got the same thing of like scribble knots. You get to pick powers. You know, you need to set things on fire. So you pick the fire and then you draw a flame and it'll set like the wick on fire to make the hole explode.
Yeah, to set your chain reaction, blah, blah, blah.
Da, 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 da. So it's okay for like the dollar I spent on it. It wasn't that bad. That's pretty much the gist of what I've been playing.
Oh, no shit. Dude, all these cars are already installed, I think.
Oh, yeah? They already installed everything?
I think so.
So you have all these... I've wrecked that car already.
Yeah, you've destroyed that car already.
I've wrecked that car already. So, what else, Haas?
Hang on.
Haas is completely blown away by his game that he's playing. So I'm going to go ahead and maybe move this thing along. Now, if you like the show Community, apparently Yahoo. Yeah. Some people like the show, apparently.
I wish no one liked that show.
So, Community's getting rebooted on Yahoo, because apparently Yahoo makes movies now and TV shows and stuff. It's going to be a Yahoo
deal. There's still Yahoo?
I didn't know there's still Yahoo, but apparently there is. I think Brandon even has a Yahoo email address that he still uses on a very regular basis.
Why am I not surprised?
I'm not surprised at all.
You know, I don't want to put Brandon on blast.
We're putting Brandon on blast.
His email is something, 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 suicide.
Yeah.
And I worked at a job, and he had applied there, and he emailed his resume using that email address.
It's okay. It happens sometimes. I think he has had that email since I've known
him. But have one for business purposes.
Since I've known him,
it's like if email. I still used my email from fucking like middle school and high school. It was, hey, would you blow me at Yahoo?
You should apply to multiple jobs with that email. Just for funsies. Just to see how many people would respond. And be like, that place is a fun place to work because they obviously get my sense of humor.
I feel like these people really get me.
They understand where I'm coming from. But guys, I think that's going to do it for us at the Video Struck Podcast. Haas is completely distracted by his video game now.
Yep.
And we've been going on for about an hour and some change, so I'm going to end it here. I'm Eric. That is Haas. Brandon's dead to us. And this is the Video Struck Podcast. Any final words, Haas?
Forza.